Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, how you doing? My mother-in-law just got hooked up with your cable company, and we're trying to figure out her TV, and it's very confusing. I can't even figure it out. Apparently, they said she had to get a Roku in order to get the channels, and I have no idea how this TV works. It's not like to me, I have a regular cable TV, so I need like some assistance how I can work this thing.
I could definitely try to do a little bit of assistance with you. So you bought? Did you buy the Roku streaming device?
I bought a Roku streaming device. I hooked it into the TV.
Mm-hmm. So did you make sure you selected the source on the TV for where it's plugged in at?
Well, I hooked up onto the how do I get the source? I hit a couple moved over, but it's I don't know. Right now, it's going on to her Vizio account because her TV is Vizio,
mm-hmm.
So it's not giving me the channels I think of the Vizio account, and I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this menu. I hooked like her Roku up to HDMI. HDMI 3.
Okay.
But when I on TV put HDMI 3, they said there's no connection.
All right. Is the Roku device powered on?
All right. I put the batteries in it. Is there a power button on the Roku device?
So if you put do you put the batteries into the remote and you have the Roku device plugged in, correct?
Yes, it's plugged in. Well, it's plugged into the TV. It's going from the HDMI into the Roku.
Okay, and the Roku device itself has power?
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
I don't see it. Does it have to be plugged into the TV and plugged into the wall?
It should. That Roku device should be plugged in as well. It should have a power box for it.
So the other cord has to be plugged in.
Correct. It does need, because it is not an innate, it's not a built-in system for the TV. The Roku streaming device does have to have its own power source.
Yeah, but we need a cube, a block for it.
What's the block?
Hang on one second,
please.
Oh, take your time.
Thank you.
So the other one that we have, it's just one
more item. Yep, I'm still here with you guys. I'm just.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
You know how some of the extensions that extension cord has the same that you plug it into. Can you grab that extension cord, the gray one, white one? The one that numbers it.
Pull it out.
Can you see here? Can you plug that one?
Wait. What? That's not a thing.
Oh, that's what it was.
Oh. No, I see the thing here. Can I take out this?
No,
it's not.
It's just
a
DVD. She
doesn't play it.
No.
Here. We'll reach down in there. Okay. Now it's on, so I wonder if I...
All right, so once you go back to HDMI 3, you should see the Roku menu.
You put it in 2 now? Okay, hold on. She said she put it in the 2, so. Oh, it says Roku Express on there. Okay.
So all you have to do, all you'll need to do now is just follow the on-screen guides for the Roku, and it should help you with setup.
Okay, and then she'll be able to get the regular channels on the TV at with that point.
She should be able to get her regular television shows that way. Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what's that? Through your company, I mean, right?
Through Archtop Fiber, we actually do not offer cable television. We are just internet and home phone.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. All righty. So, well, let's get this going, and then we'll. And I, if I have any questions, I'll call you back.
Yeah, definitely. We will be here until 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help with?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank